Every Sunday that the top of our bulletin is mentioned, our worship is enriched because you are here, well, especially this morning with everything that's going on. Many churches are canceled, but we decided to go ahead and hold worship. We pray that we are responsible, and if you're have a compromised immune system, I know there are several that are not here because of that reason, so that was the smart thing. So as we go forward, we just have to be smart about things and look to the Lord. Amen. So please sign the blue register and pass it down as we get started with our worship. Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him, sing praise to Him, tell of His wonderful acts. Would you all pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, we thank You for being in our midst this morning. You are here, we can feel it, and we thank You for it. We just praise You and honor You in everything that we say and do, and we pray that we would lift You up this morning in this building. Lord, we pray for those that couldn't be with us this morning, but we know You are with them as well. So lead God and direct us. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll look to the young men this morning.
I'm just going to leave it up to y'all this morning. If you want to stand, it's up to you for this first song.
Take me past the outer courts into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see Your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the priests who sing Your praise. A hunger and thirst for Your righteousness, but it's only found in one place. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, touch my lips, here I am. Take me past the outer courts into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see Your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing Your praise. A hunger and thirst for Your righteousness, but it's only found in one place. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, touch my lips, here I am. Take me coal, touch my lips, here I am. Take the coal, touch my lips, here I am.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
You may be seated. The ushers would come forward for the morning's offering. But just as you excel in everything in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, in your love for us, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for everything that you give us. We thank you for an occupation, bodies that we can do work to earn an income. But Lord, we know that it's everything comes from you, and you have given us these talents and abilities. But we want to give back to you now, and Lord, we just pray that these gifts would be multiplied and used to your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning's scripture is Numbers 4, 1 to 20. If you don't, I'd just like to talk a little bit about it before I have you rise, but you can look it up a while. Numbers 4, 1 to 20. So in the pastor's message this morning, he has it entitled Covering. And as we go through this scripture, it has like a half a dozen different times it refers to this covering, which is covering of holy items. But in my the NIV, and if you're using the Pew Bibles, the NIV calls this covering, covering this with hides of sea cows. So, the all-American dairyman that I am, sea cows, I didn't know what a sea cow was. So, that can't be, I can't know what a sea cow is. So, I thought I'd do some research and look in the other translations. And in one of them, it calls it the manatee skin. A manatee is a big sea mammal. So a sea mammal, sea cow, well, that makes sense. But in doing that research, I found some of the other translations say this covering comes from many other different things. One translation says it's a goatskin leather. Another one, badger skins. Another one calls it durable leather. One calls it porpoise skin. Another translation is fine leather or leather dyed skin. And another one even calls it a seal skin. So if we read through this, and your translation is another origin, and I'd like to know that. But that got me thinking, you know, why is my translation says it comes from the hide of sea cows? And the only conclusion I could come up with is because it's for me. You know, God knows, and I think you know by now, that I get excited when the Bible speaks of cows or milk. So, I mean, it's called sea cow, hides of sea cows for me, I guess. So,
milk sea cow.
You know what? That got me thinking too. You know how expensive land is, so, you know, maybe we ought to diversify a little. And there's a big ocean out there. If I could just figure out a way of having a herd of sea cows, that might be cheaper. We're going to work on that. But anyway, let's all rise and go through this scripture together. Numbers 4, 1 to 20. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Take a census of the Kohathite branch of the Levites by their clans and families. Count all the men from 30 to 50 years of age who come to serve in the work in the tent meeting. This is the work of the Kohathites in the tent of meeting, the care of the most holy things. When the camp is to move, Aaron and his sons are to go and take down the shielding curtain and cover the ark of the testimony with it. Then they are to cover this with hides of sea cows. Spread a cloth of solid blue cover over that and put the poles in place. Over the table of the presence, they are to spread a blue cloth and put it on the plates, dishes, and bowls, and the jars for drink offerings. The bread that is continually there is to remain on it. Over these, they are to spread a scarlet cloth, cover that with hides of sea cows, and put its poles in place. They are to take a blue cloth and cover the lampstand that is for light, together with its lamps, its wick trimmers and trays, and all its jars for the oil used to supply it. Then they are to wrap it and all its accessories in a covering of hides of sea cows and put it on a carrying frame. Over the gold altar, they are to spread a blue cloth and cover that with hides of sea cows and put its poles in place. They are to take all the articles used for ministering in the sanctuary, wrap them in a blue cloth and cover that with hides of sea cows and put that on a carrying frame. They are to remove the ashes from the bronze altar and spread a purple cloth over it. Then they are to place on it all the utensils used for ministering at the altar, including the fire pans, meat forks, shovels, and sprinkling bowls. Over it they are to spread a covering of hides of sea cows and put its poles in place. After Aaron and his sons have finished covering the holy furnishings and all the holy articles with the camp is ready to move, then the Kohathites are to come to do the carrying. They must not touch the holy things, or they will die. The Kohathites are to carry those things that are in the tent of meeting. Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, is to have charge over the oil for the light, the fragrant incense, the regular grain offerings, and anointing oil. He is to be in charge of the entire tabernacle and everything in it, including its holy furnishings and articles. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "See that the Kohathite tribal clans are not cut off from the Levites, so that they may live and not die when they come near the most holy things. Do this for them. Aaron and his sons are to go into the sanctuary and assign to each man his work and what he is to carry. But the Kohathites must not go in to look at the holy things, even for a moment, or they will die." You may be seated. I think we're going to look to the boys. Do you have a name for your group, or can I just call you the boys? All right.
Thank you, Gary. Gary just prayed. Let's pray for our worship this morning. Lord, I just want to thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, towards us. I pray, Lord, that we'll praise you, Lord, that we're here because of who you are. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you'll refocus us if something needs to be adjusted this morning. Lord, you just refocus us on you. And I praise you for the congregation we have here this morning, and I pray, Lord, for just your blessing over Chris and over everything that's going to take place here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, Legia, you join in worship as the Lord leads you this morning, okay? Not going to make a bunch of rules about it.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. Give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Before we sing this next song, the next song is called Yes, I Will. And if God calls you to serve Him, gosh darn it, serve Him. when I was called to start helping to lead worship over at the church I normally go to over at E3 in Jonestown, it wasn't just let's start singing at my church. It was, I definitely felt called. was just this one morning I was milking, and song Voice of Truth came on the radio. And I don't know what it was. I got emotional, like I am right now. And I felt like it was God calling me to serve Him, to serve Him by helping lead in worship. And so I was like, well, let's do this. So I emailed Dan Hess, who helps lead worship at our church, and I was like, hey, I wanna be on the worship team. And he emailed me back and said that the schedule up until June is booked with all the worship leaders and with singing and stuff, so he'd put me on the substitute list. And so I was like, all right. I was kind of bummed a little bit. I was like, man, I wanted to join like right away. So I was like, all right. So I talked to my mom about it, and she was like, well, maybe it's God telling you, let's wait. You know, let's wait until you're ready to serve. So I was like, all right, you know, that's true. A month later, after I got the email back from Dan, he emails me back on Sunday, the Sunday before. He emails me and he's like, hey, do you want to help lead worship next Sunday? And I was like, absolutely. So I guess what I'm trying to say here is, if God calls you to serve Him, you better serve Him, because He's pretty awesome. But yeah. So the next song is called Yes, I Will.
I count on one thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Yes, I will. I count on one thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Yes, I will. I choose to praise, to glorify the name of all names, that nothing can stand against. And I choose to praise, to glorify the name of all names, that nothing can stand against. And I choose to praise, to glorify the name of all names, that nothing can stand against. And I choose to praise, to glorify the name of all names, that nothing can stand against. Yes, I will lift lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Oh, yes, I will all my days. Yes, I will all my days. Yes, I will. Here I am, humbled by your majesty, covered by your grace so free. So here I am, knowing I'm a covered by the blood of the Lamb. And now I've found the greatest love of all. Is mine since you laid down your life, the greatest sacrifice. Majesty, Majesty, your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hand. Here I am, humbled by the love that you give, forgiven so that I can forgive. So here I stand, knowing that I'm yours. Sanctified by glory and fire. And now I've found the greatest love of all. Is mine since you laid down your life, the greatest sacrifice. Majesty, Majesty, your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands. We're singing Majesty. with singing majesty. Majesty. Your grace has found me just as I am.
Children are dismissed to junior church. Thank you. After a half a week of renewal services, I didn't even realize that I had something to do this morning. Well, I did before I got here. But then Kevin was handing me the microphone. I said, oh, I don't need that. Then he came back a couple minutes later and said, I think you do need that. Anyway, thank you for your prayers. The trip went very extremely well. The service went well. And the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ was present. And it was a blessed time. And your prayers for Traveling Mercies, it couldn't have gone any smoother up and back. So thank you very much for your prayers. The Lord has changed the message. The other message was revealed to me maybe in a later date, covering. It's still covering, but it's a different message, as of about 48 hours ago. And so if you would like to, if you would please open your Bibles to Numbers chapter 4. We've been in Romans for a couple of Sundays, and now we're back to Numbers, and we're going to be going back and forth until we get through Romans chapter 11. But when you're looking at Numbers chapter 4, and Gary, thank you for doing your homework. I had a number of different translations. I didn't have any more than you had. In fact, you had one more than I did, and that was the manatee. Didn't you have sea manatee? Yeah, sea manatee. And because it's a mammal, they can give milk. But I don't know if they can be milked. I think you need to be a baby manatee to receive the nourishment of the milk. And I just thought it was interesting. I'm thinking, they're in the desert. They're in the desert. Where are you going to find a sea cow in the desert? Of course, they could have picked it up on the way as they crossed the Red Sea. You know, God had all kinds of provisions. They took a lot from Egypt. When they left Egypt, God did not only free them from the Egyptians and the bondage of Egypt, but they took a lot with them. Gold, silver, you know, precious stones, cloth, all this stuff. It wouldn't surprise me if they didn't take any sea cow skins with them. Okay? But we don't know. Evidently, the Hebrew doesn't translate exactly what this animal pelt is. Whether it's a sea animal pelt or a mammal pelt or whether it's a goat skin, we don't really know. And I don't think it really makes a difference other than it is an animal or a mammal skin. But we look at this passage and we're looking at one of the sons or one of the clans of Levi. Now we know Levi's been dead, 400 years. So this is the descendants of Levi. And this is just one of the clans. And there are three major clans, and this clan is responsible for the holy place, the Holy of Holies. Their responsibility is the the tabernacle or the tent of meeting. And so we pick it up. The Lord said to Moses again, the Hebrew, two major Hebrew names for the book of Numbers is translated, and he spoke, meaning the Lord spoke to Moses, mostly, every once in a while he speaks to Aaron, or in the desert. And I think if we could combine them and say, the Lord spoke to Moses in the desert. That's pretty much a... So here we have, right at the beginning, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, take a census of the Kohathite, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, branch of the Levites by their clans and families. Count all the men from 30 to 50 years of age who come to serve in the work of the tent of meeting. And that's the tabernacle. Now these are the priests. Not all Levites are priests. But this clan, this family, they're the priests of the Lord, and so they will serve in the tabernacle, in the tent of meeting. Not all Levites are priests. They do other things. But this family, from this family, you have priests. And the priesthood is a 20-year time. From the age of 30, you begin in the priesthood until you reach 50, and then you retire from the priesthood. Don't know if you realize this. We think of Ezekiel as a prophet. Actually, he comes from a Levite family. But by the time Ezekiel is taken to Babylon, there is no temple. So here you have a priest who would become a priest, but no temple to serve in. So these are the priests. This is the work of the Kohathites in the tent of meeting, the care of the most holy things. So that is in the Holy of Holies as well in the holy place, in the tent of meeting. When the camp is to move, Aaron and his sons, they would be the high priests. Aaron and his sons are the high priests, and the other parts of the family are just priests. Aaron and his sons are to go in and take down the shielding curtain and cover the Ark of of the Testimony. We call it the Ark of the Covenant. With it. Now, remember that, you remember when Jesus was crucified, before he died, or when he died and took upon the sin of the world, that curtain was torn asunder from top to bottom. That curtain has always been, now in the tabernacle here, but in the temple back in Jesus' day. Okay, so you have the most holy place, where the Ark of the Covenant is, then you have the holy place, and that's where the altar is, showbread, the incense altar, as well as the lampstand. So you have a curtain that separates it, and that curtain is blue and scarlet and purple cloth, and there are cherubim that are stitched into this curtain that separates the holy of holies, or the most holy place, from the holy place. And remember, nobody enters into the Holy of Holies one time a year, and that's the high priest on the Day of Atonement. One time a year, the high priest. Now the other priest can enter into the holy place. That's where Zechariah was when he saw the vision for John the Baptist, his son. He was in the holy place. He was probably either adding oil to the lampstand or incense to the altar for the burning of incense. That's the prayers of the people. We don't know exactly what he was doing at that moment. At least I don't remember. Maybe we do. I just don't remember. So remember this, that in this tabernacle or this tent of meeting, you have the most holy place, which is a 15-foot cube, wide, long, high. And then you have the holy place, which is 30 long, 15 wide, 15 high. And then outside that, you have a courtyard. Now, all this is surrounded by about a 150-foot long by 75-foot wide curtain, 7.5 feet high, all around it. So the people can't even see into the courtyard. So the Lord has changed the message from the covering that I wanted to talk about to the covering of God, that he was covered from the people. The people could not have access to him. The people could not even see All the tribes surrounding the tent of meeting and the courtyard couldn't even see in. 7.5 feet high of all this wall. 150 feet long, 75 feet wide, and within it, the tent of meeting. Not only that, but the priest couldn't see in it because there was a curtain in front from the courtyard where the altar for sacrifices were, where they burnt sacrifice for the sin of the people morning and evening, every day. Burning sacrifice for the sin of the people. There was a curtain between that courtyard and the holy place. And then there was a curtain between the holy place and the Holy of Holies. So God was covered. He was covered so the people could not look upon Him. They couldn't see Him. And we get a pretty accurate glimpse of that. Remember, Aaron and his sons were the only ones that could come in. They took down the curtain that separated the Holy of Holies from the holy place. They took down the curtain. It would be why I'll go this direction, pardon my back. They took down the curtain and they brought it in and they covered the Ark of the Covenant or the Ark of Testimony. I think I like the Ark of Testimony for the purposes of this morning. Because what are we supposed to be?
Testimony of His love.
We're supposed to be the testimony. Are we not? We're supposed to be the testimony. I've never preached this message before, and it never occurred to me before. I know we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. I knew that. And I teach that, and I preach that. But look at this. We are everything that's in there. On the Ark of the Covenant, there is, they call it the mercy seat, the cover of the Ark of the Covenant, where the cherubim are facing each other, but their heads are down in the wing. And that's where God would meet Moses. Moses would come in and God would meet with Moses and the mercy seat on the top. That's the cover of the Ark of the Covenant. We meet mercy from God anytime we want. We need the mercy of God.
Amen.
We talked about the mercy of God in Sunday school this morning. And so the mercy of God is available to each one of us, and not just to one man in the whole community of Israelites, or not just the high priest on one day of the year. We have access to the mercy of God every moment of every day. Everyone on the face of the earth, whether they know God or not, have been recipients of His mercy. Otherwise, the world would not exist. Period. It would be done. It would be over. Even unbelievers receive the grace and the mercy of God, at least while they're alive. But think of the Ark of the Covenant. What's in the Ark of the Covenant?
Ten Commandments.
Ten Commandments. The Word of God. The Word of God is in the Ark of the Covenant. Everything that's in this tent of meetings, this Ark of the Testimony, we have in us through the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
Hallelujah.
And so we become the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
We are the Holy of Holies because of the Word of God. What does the psalmist say? I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the Holy of Holies, the Word of God that dwells in us. And if you step out into the holy place, what do you have? I probably should read this. Excuse me. And so they cover the Ark of the Covenant with a curtain, and then they cover it with a sea cow pelt or a goat skin, some animal or mammal skin, and then they cover it with a blue cloth because blue is the purity of God. I'll let my wife know I mentioned this when I get home this morning. She's not feeling well. The Salvation Army flag is blue, red, and yellow. Blue to symbolize the purity of God. Red to symbolize the blood of Jesus. And yellow to symbolize the fire of the Holy Spirit. And so that blue cloth over the Ark of the Covenant. Now only the high priest could come in and do that. Nobody else could come in and look at it. It had to be covered. God's presence had to be covered. How blessed we are. how blessed we are curtain over the Ark of the Testimony with it. Then they are to cover this with hides of sea cows or whatever. Spread a cloth of solid blue over that and put poles in its place. In Exodus you read that the poles never leave their place in the islets. But no human being is going to touch the Ark of the Covenant. You can only pick it up by poles. Over the table of presence, this is the table that the showbread is on. And this is to recognize the presence of God. Every day, 12 loaves of bread are brought in and placed on the table of presence to signify and to remember that God is present. He's present in His tabernacle. 12 for the 12 tribes of Israel. So you're supposed to cover that as well. Get down to verse 9. They're to take blue cloth and cover the lampstand. The light of God. They need to replace the oil daily for the light never to go out, as a reminder that God is light. Go down to verse 11. Over the gold altar, they are to spread blue cloth and cover that with hides of sea cow and put the poles in that. That gold altar that's in the holy place burns incense. The incense being burned is to show the prayers of the people rising up to God. What does the Holy Spirit do in us and through us? From Romans chapter 8. We don't often know how to pray or what to pray, but the Holy Spirit prays in us and through us and on our behalf. Why? Because we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And is not Jesus the bread of life?
Amen.
He's the bread of life. And He dwells within us. And is He not the light of the world?
Amen.
And He dwells within us. And so everything that's in the Holy of Holies and everything that's in the holy place is, is available to us through the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so we become the tabernacle. We become the vessel, the temple of God, because this tabernacle moved. That's how this started, right? When we move, this is what I want you to do, to cover. But you see, God was covered from the people. The regular people could not see Him. Only these priests and the descendants of Levi, this one clan, was able to even come near Him. But you and I have access to the throne room of grace because of the sacrifice of Jesus. Because of His sacrifice. Because He has died for our sin. Because we can be forgiven and cleansed from our sin, and we can have the Holy Spirit dwell within us because we are cleansed. Those animal sacrifices didn't do the trick, didn't do the job. They're inadequate. It's only the sacrifice of Christ, the Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world. Sorry. But just think how blessed we are. We are the tabernacle. We are the tabernacle of Christ. And so God in His holiness, in His fullness, will dwell in us. Now remember in the courtyard, you had the altar in the courtyard. That's different from the altar inside the holy place, right at the entrance to the Holy of Holies. That's where the incense was burned. But in the courtyard, outside the holy place, you had the altar where sacrifices were made. Daily sacrifices. We must daily come to Him and say, Lord, You are mine and I am Yours. And please cleanse me and forgive me and fill me today. Because today is not yesterday. But I need You today. I need Your anointing today. I need to be fed today. Remember, the Israelites were fed one day at a time. Except before the Sabbath, they took a double portion. We need to be fed daily. And the glory of the Lord, which shone in the Holy of Holies and in the holy place, will shine in His people, His church, the faithful, maybe the remnant in the day in which we live. But this is the promise that we have, that we are the vessel. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And everything that was in the tabernacle of testimony is not for us. It's for Him. It's to testify and give glory to Him. The worst mistake a believer can ever make is to put their faith in Jesus Christ for the salvation of their souls and then just think, I'm good to go. I have nothing to give. What did you say? Yes to your will? God didn't just save us so that we can go to heaven. He saved us so that we can bring glory to Him. All of His presence in us. All of His presence in us. I don't know about you, but I need more. I need more of Him. Amen. I need more of Him. I talked to my sister yesterday, she called. She puts me to shame. She's only known the Lord for, she was born again maybe 6-7 years ago. She's all excited. This is what she does every morning. And she's got some significant issues going on, physically and family-wise and that kind of stuff. She said, I get out of bed. They live in a beautiful place. They live on a lake, okay? If the wall of the house is here, the lake begins at the end of the pews. And it's all glass. It faces the lake. She gets up and she goes, I look out the window and I say, good morning, Jesus. And then she sings hymns from the hymnal that I sent her. A couple of different ones. She doesn't even know the tunes. We grew up Catholic. Okay? We didn't have hymnals. We just sang whatever they sang. She doesn't even know what the tunes are. She doesn't care. She's singing the song. And then she reads the Bible. And then she has a number of devotionals that I've given her over the years that she's been reading. She just wants to praise the Lord. No matter what's going on. And she said to me, I'm praying to God, how can I share the gospel with people who don't know Him? I want to share the gospel. I want to share the gospel. And I said, Judy, it's not always the words that we say. It's the life that we live. It's the presence of God in us. Somebody has said, share the gospel, and if you have to, use words. It's the transformation power of Jesus Christ in our lives, in the temple, that is always going on. It's always happening. It's a process. That's what sanctification is. It's a crisis. I can't do this. And then we die to self. And then it's a process for the rest of our lives. As God works in us. His divine nature. What does Peter say? His divine nature has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Because we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We have the word of testimony in us. We have the bread of life in us. We have the light of the world in us. We have the Holy Spirit praying through us. We have all those articles. We have everything available to us. It's just a matter of trusting, yielding, obeying. It's just a matter of listening for the still voice of God. Because He wants everyone, everyone to turn to Him in repentance and to receive His Son and to live that testimony and to eventually dwell in the kingdom of heaven. That is God's desire. I'm going to invite you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And I'm going to pick it up with verse 7. But the covering was, God was covered. He couldn't be looked upon by the Israelites. Remember at the last verse in this, Numbers chapter 4, was not to even let these other priests, not to even let them see the Ark of the Testimony or the Ark of the Covenant. Second Corinthians 3:7. Now, if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, that's the Ten Commandments. Remember, the law has no power to save. It just shows us our sin. So that Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of its glory. Every time Moses was in the presence of God, the glory of God shone on his face. And the people would say, we can't even look at Moses in the glory of the Lord. Will not the ministry of the Holy Spirit be even more glorious? Verse 8. Verse 9. If the ministry that condemns men is glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? Right with God and right with one another. For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory of Jesus. I added Jesus. And if what was fading away came with glory, how much greater is the glory of that which lasts? This is what he's talking about. That we, as the temple of the Holy Ghost, would have the presence and the power and the preeminence of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, and we would shine, literally shine, with the presence of Jesus. Not a fake shine. Real, the glory of God. Verse 12. Therefore, since we have such a hope, this is our hope, we are very bold. Are we bold to receive what God wants us to have? We are not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face and keep the Israelites from gazing at it while the radiance was fading away. No, we want people to see the glory of God. But their minds were made dull. For to this day, the same veil, the same covering, talking about the Israelites, remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed because only Christ is it taken away. Only in Jesus is that veil taken away. And all people who do not believe, there is a veil that covers their eyes, that they can't see the surpassing glory of Jesus. Verse 16. I'm sorry, verse 15. Even to this day when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts. Verse 16. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, this is a promise. Whenever anyone turns to the Lord, this is in repentance, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Amen?
Amen.
And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is Spirit. So this transformation is an ever process. An ever process. We need Him more today than we needed Him yesterday, because the world who is living in darkness, the world that is surrounded by darkness, the world that is enveloped by darkness, the world that is dictated by darkness, because this is Satan's domain, the world, needs to know and see the light and the life of and love of Jesus Christ. And we are it. Look around. We're it. I think I said it to Corby the other day or a week or two ago or something like that about God choosing me for the ministry. I wouldn't have chosen me for the ministry. Not in a heartbeat. I wouldn't have chosen me. God chooses us all. He chooses us all because everything that was in the Ark of the Covenant, everything that was in the Holy of Holies, everything that was in the holy place is available and should be in us because we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Does that make sense? With ever increasing glory, and Brother Dave brought it up about John the Baptist, I must decrease and he must increase. Or maybe it's the other way around. He must increase and I must decrease. Whatever it is, that all being transformed into the likeness of Christ with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Therefore, chapter 4, 1. Therefore, since through God's mercy, it's only by God's mercy. No one deserves the forgiveness. No one deserves Christ crucified. No one deserves the forgiveness of God. It's all by mercy. But through God's mercy, we have this ministry as temples of the Holy Ghost. We do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. Remember that altar in the courtyard. That's for the sacrifice, ridding ourselves of sin. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if the gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age, Satan, has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as servants for His sake. And that is the will of the Lord for every believer. The will of the Lord. That His glory would be in us, that His glory would shine through us, and that He would be glorified. And people who do not know Him will see. One of the things I said to my sister, you're different. Yeah? That's the testimony. She won't mind me sharing this. She had a deep hatred in her heart because her husband was being misused and abused at the place of his employment. And she hated this guy. And she couldn't get rid of it. She hated him. I tried to share a number of times. We must forget, forgive. And if we forgive, then God will take that burden from you. But one day, when she was by herself, and it was just her and God, God pressed in and she said, Lord, remember we grew up Catholic. Lord, I can't take this anymore. Please lift this burden from me. Please forgive me. And immediately, that burden was lifted and she became born again. And now she's on fire for the Lord. She said the other day, I don't know what God wants to do with me. I'm 78 years old. I don't know what he wants to do with me. I didn't make any suggestions because I don't know what God wants to do with her either. I know she loves to pray and she loves to praise. But that's because the presence of God has come in and taken the sin, taken it away. And in the presence, the absence of that sin, He has poured in Himself. And that's the promise for you and I, that we would be vessels of God and that we would live to bring honor and glory to His name. God is no longer covered. He's no longer hidden. He's very visible. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, full of grace and truth. Blessed are you, Thomas, for you have seen and you believe. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet still believe. And in this day, God has revealed His glory through His Son, Jesus. May He reveal His glory through us. Through us, as flawed as we are. May we humble ourselves and say, Lord, I can't do this. Would you please have your way in me? Gentlemen.
Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. 'Cause I am found. I am yours. I am loved. I'm made pure. I have life. I can breathe, I am healed, I am free. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. 'Cause I am found. I am yours. I am loved. I'm made pure. I have life. I can breathe. I am healed. I am free. 'Cause you are strong. You are sure, you are life, you endure, you are good, always true, you are light, breaking through. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my
sing this song to the Lord as a prayer. So if you haven't been praying to Him already through this song, engage here to pray to Him and ask Him to show you what He wants to say.
I am found. I am yours. I am loved, I'm made pure, I have life, I can breathe. I am healed. I am free. 'Cause you are strong. You are sure. You are alive. You endure. You are good. Always true. You are light. Breaking through. You are more than enough. You are here. You are love. You are hope. You are grace. You're all I have. You're everything. Here in my heart, Lord. Here is my heart, Lord. Here is my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. Here is my heart, Lord. Here is my heart, Lord. Here is my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. Speak what.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in response to your great mercy, we pray to be living sacrifices this morning. We give you our hearts. We give you our minds. We give you our souls. We give you our strength. It is our heart's desire to worship you, Lord, not just Sunday morning, but every hour of every day.
Amen.
As you continue to transform us into the glory of your Son, Jesus. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And all God's people said, Amen. God bless you.